because of that, and everything is interdependent or origination. So they are each other. You can give a reason why interdependent origination is emptiness or does not exist by itself, and why emptiness does everything is interdependent origination. So they are kind of unique or union.
Et ainsi, on peut parler d'une union, d'un côté, à cause de l'union de l'origine interdépendante, on peut dire que les choses n'existent pas par elles-mêmes, et parce qu'elles n'existent pas par elles-mêmes, on parle d'origine interdépendante.
So when we talk about enlightened mind, we have to have understand about that.
Et c'est ça qu'il faut avoir compris lorsqu'on parle d'esprit et de vie. Mm-hmm.
Way of understand is two kinds of way to understand.
Il y a deux manières de comprendre.
Directly or indirectly.
Direct ou indirect.
And for us beginning, it's very, very hard for understand by directly.
Pour nous, au début, le comprendre de manière directe est très difficile.
But it is very possible to understand by indirectly.
Mais indirectement, c'est tout à fait possible.
Mm. And through the teachings, through the reading book, through the blessing by Lama, there are many ways to understand.
Il y a beaucoup de manières de comprendre en écoutant les enseignements, à travers la lecture, à travers les bénédictions.
So indirect or direct is kind of different. Is that indirect means using your intellectual.
La différence entre direct et indirect est que de manière indirecte on travaille avec l'intellect.
For example, if you see that house, there's light on and off. And we can clearly understand there is some sentient beings or human beings. Even though you don't see these human beings, but you can see through the light on and off, and you have confidence there is a person. It means that you don't see at all this person, but you have confidence there is a person. This confidence is not really fake, not false. When you go to there, you can take people.
Un exemple, ça peut être les maisons, quand on voit là-bas, on va se rendre compte qu'au fur et à mesure que le temps passe, les lumières sont allumées, éteintes, et on peut en déduire que les gens habitent dans cette maison. Et ça, c'est une connaissance, une constatation qu'on va faire qui n'est pas du tout une constatation fausse ou tranquille, parce que si on y va, on va pouvoir rencontrer les gens et se rendre compte qu'effectivement, c'est le cas.
Mm-hmm. And then direct, when you really go to there and you can see directly person.
Direct, c'est quand on va et qu'on voit les gens directement.
Of course, like you said, this indirect is not kind, what how you say, like, you have this idea of the person, idea of there is person because of this light off and on. So it's like something, how you say, you just see only this light, you did not see at all person, but still you have this confidence that is person. So, okay.
La manière indirecte, c'est d'avoir des lignes par ces lumières qui s'allument et qui s'éteignent, qu'il y a des gens, et cela crée en nous cette confiance dans l'idée qu'il y a des gens qui vivent.
And same time, you have clinging of the dead person. But at the moment, from here, you know, you have clinging of the person, and this thought is something really not correct, but this sign, or direct this sign, or this logic, or I think sign, of this light on and off is very, very true. So you can see, and they are between connection. You know, we thought person, you cannot using this light on and off and so forth. So light on and off and person are very strong in connection. So therefore, through that this light on and off, you can catch that person.
Il y a très forte connexion entre le fait de voir les lumières et le fait d'avoir cette idée qu'il y a des gens qui y habitent.
Exactly same way, you know, this explanation of this reality. If someone who really kind of, you know, someone really knew that clearly about this emptiness, union of emptiness and interdependent origination. And there's many, many kind of clear logic. So if you use that logic, and firstly you get kind of indirectly you have understanding. But if you used to it and go more deep and deep, and then one day you will get reality directly.
De la même manière, celui qui veut expliquer la réalité et qui a une très forte, très bonne compréhension de cette union de la vérité et de l'origine d'interdépendance, il va avoir une très bonne idée, une très bonne compréhension indirecte d'abord, qu'il va approfondir et qu'il va au fil du temps devenir de plus en plus direct.
And once you, how could say like, you catch that reality, and then that is we call it seeing part.
Et au moment où vraiment on attrape cette réalité, c'est ce qu'on appelle le champ de vision.
And then that this other part of that is enlightened mind is compassion. So when we have more and more understand of the reality, which is union of interdependent origination and emptiness, and then that much, you know, kind of our mind is become more vast. What? More big. Vast.
Une autre partie importante, ce qui est important aussi dans l'esprit éveillé, c'est la compassion, et plus on a une compréhension de cette union de la vérité et de l'origine interdépendante, plus notre esprit va devenir plus grand et de plus en plus vaste.
And more space.
Plus spacieux.
And then we have to also space for thinking of others.
Et alors il y a plus d'espace pour penser aux autres.
At the moment, our mind is no space for thinking of others, because we just think ourselves very important, very true. And we can't say that this everything is interdependent origination. So therefore, you know, only thinking of ourselves, that is something very true and important.
C'est pour ça que nous pensons qu'à nous-mêmes comme très important,
And there is no space for thinking of others.
Il n'y a pas de place pour penser aux autres.
Reality, if you really think that our body, for example, take our body, how we get body? It did not get body, but it's by itself. It is must be many causes conditions by others.
Nous pensons à notre corps, comment est-ce que ce corps n'est pas arrivé tout seul. Il provient de nombreuses causes et conditions autres que nous.
And, for example, like our parents. And parents' body is other two parents' body is other two parents. If it goes beyond, kind of, go what to say like? What further? In the past, order to have this body, there's millions of sentient beings involved.
Lorsque nous pensons à nos parents, au corps de nos parents, nous nous rendons compte que ce corps provient du corps de leurs parents et encore de leurs parents. Et plus on va voir loin dans le passé, plus on va se rendre compte qu'en fait, ce sont des millions d'individus qui ont été impliqués.
I think it's all sentient beings involved in order to have our body.
Tous les êtres sensibles ont été impliqués pour que nous puissions avoir ce corps.
So naturally, they are interconnected.
Et ainsi, ils sont naturellement connectés les uns aux autres.
And one of those are legs, it is impossible to have this body.
Et si un seul manquait, on ne pourrait pas avoir ce corps.
So it's like big lineage.
C'est comme une grande lignée.
What is exactly the meaning of lineage, actually?
Que veut dire lignée exactement?
How you describe it? When we talk about lineage.
Connection. Line.
Line. I think it's, I call it life. Lineage is something like.
Right?
Lineage means unbroken. undistract, disconnection. Disconnection, you know, disconnection. Disconnection is connection card, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's lineage is must be undisconnected. Right? Disconnection, okay. So it means that it's very, very light. It means it's really everything is kind of fresh interconnection. So there, but we have not enough capacity to understand that. But once you have open mind to seeing everything interdependent origination, and then our compassion for thinking of others, is compassion means it's thinking of others. So it's thinking of others general arising.
Mais une fois que nous avons vraiment cette compréhension de l'origine interdépendante, à ce moment-là, la compassion, qui veut dire penser aux autres, cette compassion-là, elle va se dire.
This is very important of practicing of Buddha's teaching.
C'est très important pour pratiquer les enseignements du Bouddha.
So you know, like many people think, if we will become attain enlightenment, that is something conclusion.
Beaucoup de gens pensent que lorsqu'on arrive à l'éveil, c'est la fin, ça y est.
What is conclusion?
The end.
The end. Oh. But that is not the end.
Mais ce n'est pas la fin.
This is ready to help others. It's prepared to help others if we need to become attentive or hiding.
Atteindre l'éveil, c'est être prêt, c'est se préparer pour
pouvoir aider les autres. Compassion, or thinking of others during that path, is like potential of Buddha's enlightenment activity.
Sur le chemin, la compassion, penser aux autres, c'est ça, préparer les activités et les Bouddha.
So any kind of practice of Mahayana.
Et ainsi, toute pratique de Mahayana. Mm.
And our aim is actually for helping others through the enlightenment activity.
Notre but, c'est d'aider les autres à travers les activités éveillées.
What is exactly meaning of the enlightenment activity?
Et que sont ces activités éveillées?
That connection with reality. Something you know. Oh, sorry.
C'est connecté avec la réalité.
Showing to reality and working on reality and using power of reality. And that is enlightenment activity.
C'est montrer la réalité, utiliser la réalité et c'est travailler avec le pouvoir de cette réalité. C'est ça les activités éveillées.
Mm-hmm. So, the beginning, the finish, teaching such like the Vajrayana or Mahayana, it is very important to kind of thinking of our potential or enlightenment mind.
Ainsi, dès le début de ces enseignements, que ce soit Mahayana ou Vajrayana, c'est très important de penser à notre potentiel, à notre esprit éveillé.
And beneficial both. Meaning that understand yourself clearly what is really reality. That is beneficial for benefit yourself to become your mind become have space, peace, power, stable.
Le bénéfice pour nous-mêmes, c'est de vraiment comprendre ce qu'est la réalité pour que notre esprit puisse avoir cette ouverture, cette stabilité, cette bonheur.
And then thinking to others, sharing your positive moment through the compassion of emotion.
Et ensuite penser aux autres, partager ces choses positives avec les autres à travers ce mouvement de compassion.
That is beneficial for others.
Ça, c'est bienfait pour les autres.
So as I mentioned, that showing reality for others, using power of reality, you know, understand of reality to others, those are very, very kind of great beneficial for others.
Montrer la réalité aux autres et utiliser ce pouvoir de la compréhension de la réalité aux autres, c'est ça qui est vraiment tout à fait bénéfique pour eux.
Mm-hmm. So now I think we need to go continuously yesterday subject. So maybe someone here kind of very beginning, it is a little bit difficult to understand what we are talking. But if someone already have been kind of Buddhist and be familiar with Vajrayana teaching, then it is possible to get some kind of circumstance to more understand or more clear.
Par contre, pour d'autres qui ont déjà une certaine expérience dans le bouddhisme, ça peut donner des circonstances qui sont favorables pour la pratique.
Amanda, can you close the door? The next door.
Yes.
That one. Maybe today become this Sunnic sauna.
Ça va devenir un sauna finlandais.
Yeah, you can take clothes, all clothes. Okay. So I think it's accents of generation stage.
En ce qui concerne la phase de génération, de création.
Or definition of the generation stage is.
Si on veut donner une définition.
Not that one yet. Okay, I will. I think yesterday we talked about that, what's called this formiculo, wheel of the protector.
Hier on parlait du cercle protecteur.
Wheel of the protector is one of the very important for the sadhana. And you need to kind of think that in text they say like all unders are vajra, and upper are vajra, and walls are vajra. May you heard that.
Ce cercle protecteur est très important dans toutes les sadhanas, et les textes disent que tout ce qui se trouve en bas, en haut, et autour, comme le mur, tout est vajra.
And then the space of vajra, it must be very, very vast, and also flat.
Et cet espace vajra doit être tout à fait vaste et plat.
And shape of this vajra protector, it must be something like tent or an egg.
Et la forme doit être celle d'une tente ou alors d'un œuf.
And space is like very, very vast.
You
need to visualize that.
L'espace qu'on visualise est tout à fait vaste.
And each wall, they have this double vajra, and ground and upper also vajra.
Les parterres, en haut, les murs, partout, il y a ce
type de vajra. Oh, quand tu dis saj, quand tu dis cœur, quand tu dis between wall and vajra, it's a symbol, which means that it's indestructible.
Il y a ces symboles de vajra partout sur les murs, ces symboles qui signifient l'indestructibilité.
And then we have three kind of the generation stage.
Nous avons trois sortes de phase de génération.
Three kind of the generation stage, which is if someone clearly understands whatever appears are not true, or understands but like miracle or magical, not miracle, but like magical.
Si quelqu'un comprend clairement que tout ce qui apparaît n'est pas réel, que c'est comme un miracle ou une magie.
That we call is generation, magical generation stage.
C'est ce qu'on appelle la phase de génération mentale.
And then, next is appear and emptiness spontaneously arise. And that is called deep or profound generating state. Appear
and
emptiness arising spontaneously.
Appearance
and emptiness arising spontaneously. That is profound generation state.
Ensuite, l'apparence et la vacuité apparaissant spontanément, c'est la phase de génération profonde.
And then, deities of the body. Okay. And the next one is survival condition, manifestation of what? Then generation stage of the manifestation.
La phase de génération de la manifestation.
Which means our body, our speech, our mind are transformed at the moment into the deity.
Ce qui signifie que notre corps, notre parole et notre esprit sont au même moment transformés en deité.
So what we are going to explanation is that third one, which is like manifestation of the generation stage.
Et c'est la troisième phase que nous allons expliquer maintenant, la phase de génération et la manifestation.
So this generation state is very, very important if really someone practicing of the Vajrayana, particularly Mahayoga style, such like sadhana, for example, Vajra Sattva, and so forth.
C'est particulièrement intéressant et important pour celui qui veut pratiquer les pratiques du Vajrayana, tout particulièrement du Mahayana, Mahayoga, par exemple, la sadhana de Vajra Sattva.
We thought generation stage, then this practice of the sadhanas are something like dead body, or there's no essence.
Nous pensons parfois que ces pratiques, ces phases de génération, sont quelque chose de mort, quelque chose dans quoi il n'y a plus de vie.
And then here they talk about four kinds of qualities.
Ici on parle de quatre sortes de qualités.
Quality of the sadhana.
And
because each sadhana has this full quality of how to generate your state. And each sadhana has a very, very pith instruction, actually. Pith instruction. Because this Vajrayana teachings are very, very vast. There are hundreds of valams.
Parce que ces enseignements Vajrayana sont tellement vastes qu'il y a des centaines de volumes.
And each kind of text, they have emphasized something else, like, you know, one part of the sadhana.
Et chaque texte met l'accent sur autre chose, sur une partie spécifique de la sadhana.
And for us, busy men, even we cannot get time for read and learn and practice is impossible.
Pour nous, c'est tellement volumineux, on n'a pas le temps de lire, d'étudier.
So therefore, great masters, great treasure founders, they really put together into 11 pages, 13 pages, not more than 20 pages, and put all center meaning or key point of this 20 text put into one sadhana.
C'est pour ça que des grands maîtres ont fait le travail pour nous, de réduire les sadhanas en des volumes de 11 pages, 13 pages, rarement jamais plus que 20 pages, de mettre vraiment, de réduire vraiment les points les plus importants, les points cruciaux.
And nowadays, people thinking, you know, like, okay, Upema Samava is very high, and we need to pray for them. And like many people thinking, it's like using sadhana as some kind of, you know, this what is called this blend fed group. Doing something, but not that at all.
On peut avoir l'idée que Padmasambhava est quelqu'un de tout à fait élevé, beaucoup plus haut que nous, et penser que pratiquer ce sadhana, c'est un acte de soi aveugle, mais ce n'est pas ça du tout.
So there's showing our reality, how you have become at an enlightenment, what really you need to change, is key point.
Au contraire, cela montre notre réalité, cela montre quel point crucial il faut changer pour pouvoir atteindre une
So therefore, this four different qualities. One quality is that sarana has must be full kind of generation stage.
Et si une des qualités, c'est que la sarana doit comprendre la phase de génération entièrement.
And then, quality of the result.
Et ensuite, la qualité du résultat.
That you need to kind of attend power of this practice of this generation stage.
Qui veut dire qu'il faut atteindre la puissance de cette phase de génération.
It means really you have kind of understand of what is your reality, what is really main point of practice of this generation stage.
Ce qui signifie comprendre la réalité et comprendre ce qui est le point le plus important de cette phase de génération.
This main point is not like amount, you know, and main point is not like, what you say, like space, big or like, you know, like size, I mean size. And main point is you need to understand what is you are, what you are.
Ce point principal, ce n'est pas quelque chose qui puisse être un certain volume, une certaine dimension, mais c'est de vraiment comprendre ce qu'on est.
And then this third one is essence.
Le troisième, c'est l'essence.
Essence. Novel essence, quoi? Essence is must be that bliss and emptiness.
Cette essence qui est félicité et vacuité.
So while you are practicing of the generative stage, yesterday also we are talking about, you have to have at least understand, intellectually understand of emptiness.
Quand on pratique cette phase de génération, il faut avoir pour le moins une compréhension intellectuelle de la réalité.
Then is Kelly. Kelly le cas de Kelly. Kelly. Active. Because of this practice of this generation stage, and then this gives you this thousand percent pure and accomplished and ripening.
La pratique de cette phase de génération va nous apporter pureté, accomplissement et mouvement.
That is kind of because of this. Kelil Kalki is active of the generation stage.
À cause de cette activité de la phase de génération.
What is it? More or less. What does it mean of more or less? Action is not that. I think you also can action. Kelly. So this gives result or something, you know. Generation state gives result that doesn't only pure and accomplished. And ravening.
La phase de génération mène vers ce résultat qui est la pureté, l'accomplissement et le nourrissement.
And pure. Okay, first, like. Do you have here a sadhana of Linden Dupa? All this? Okay. I think this particular is, I just show you what is pure and. The end, you know. Here says all attachment to perception perfect into the muda of the deity of the deity's form. So it means that pure means perfected. Dog means that. Dog means that you all attachment to the perception, perfect into the Buddha of the deity form. So means that we have originally, it's very difficult for us to think of something pure as like a deity.
Pour nous, c'est très difficile de penser à quelque chose aussi pure qu'une deity.
And we often we have idea that deity is something very high and we are very low. And deity is very pure and we are very kind of unpure or dirty.
Très souvent, nous pensons que la déité est très élevée, que nous sommes tout à fait en bas, que la déité est quelque chose de très pur et nous sommes impurs.
But in Vajrayana, the call is actually you can use results as path. It means at the moment we need to be kind of, we have, how do you say, like very equal with deity and ourselves. Equal.
Dans le Vajrayana, on dit qu'on utilise le résultat comme cela, ce qui veut dire qu'il y a une grande égalité entre la déité et l'humain.
So, when your generation stage as like yourself deity,
et lorsque nous-mêmes nous sommes la déité dans la phase de
and at that moment, we have to have avoid kind of this perception of thinking of like ordinary body.
Nous devons éviter d'avoir cette perception de notre corps comme corps ordinaire.
So that is my idea of the, you know, like practice of the generation stage.
Et c'est ça l'idée principale de la pratique de la phase de génération.
And that is also because of the our potentials are actually not different.
Et c'est la raison du fait que nos potentiels ne sont pas différents.
As I mentioned that yesterday also, that we have this kind of dualistic mind.
Nous avons cet esprit dualiste.
And dualistic mind makes divide everything.
Et cet esprit dualiste.
Self, other, are, done, good, bad, happy, suffer. So everything made by dualistic mind.
En haut et en bas, en bonheur et en souffrance, l'esprit dualiste divise tout.
When you practice of the Vajrayana or even Mahayana, and we have to have kind of beyond the dualistic mind.
Mais lorsque nous pratiquons le Vajrayana et même au nom du Mahayana, nous devons être aller au-delà de l'esprit dualiste.
Beyond the pure and impure.
Au-delà
we call it great pure.
Au-delà de ce qui est pur et impur, c'est-à-dire la grande pureté.
And that is now I just came from this, you know, pure and perfect in Japanese. Okay, so that is perfect or totally, meaning that purified ourselves as ordinary body, and instead, kind of power of generating state, you can have this your body as like completely perfect as deity.
Donc ici, parfait, ça veut dire que nous avons tout à fait purifié ce corps ordinaire et que nous l'avons rendu parfait en tant que corps d'adulte.
Then, next one is pure.
Ensuite, on parle de pur.
All sons purified into the great bliss of the mental.
Tous les sons purifiés dans la grande félicité du mantra.
So, of course, we will go into also more explanation about mantras, but first, like you need to generation stage, means that you're creating your form as like a deity, and then we need to focus its mantra garland, center part of the deity.
On va parler plus des mantras plus tard, mais pour le moment, au moment où on a créé sa propre forme, sa propre deité, on va visualiser la nuance du mantra dans le centre du cœur de la deité.
And it makes also pure our wind.
Et cela purifie également le souffle.
And then when you pure your wind and whatever movement of the sounds, we call it the mantra.
Et lorsque les souffles sont purifiés, tout le mouvement du son est appelé mantra.
And that is Raveni.
Ensuite, le nourrissement.
All thoughts merged into the luminosity of Dharmakaya.
Toutes les pensées sont mûries dans la luminosité de Dharmakaya.
But they doesn't any use this Raveni, but Tibetan word, Chantok was a true Kuhman. It's merged, it's Raveni?
Mature.
Mature is same. Sorry. I did not know that. That was like, okay, so it's like luminosity of Dharmakaya means it's like beyond the conceptualization, beyond the thoughts.
Au-delà de la conceptualisation, au-delà des pensées.
Well, that is like four kind of special qualities of the generation stage.
Ce sont les quatre qualités spéciales de la phase de génération.
What? You might already do it. Quality of the sadhana, quality of the result, quality of the effect, quality of the activity. And then we have that yoga of Kushaji Mandyo, Son Deep Mandyo, two was that Mandyos. Kushaji Mandyo, what is it in Yigela? Mudra of the yoga? Oh, Shaja. Shaja is Mudra. Not Mahamudra, it's Mudra. Yoga of mudra body. I think body mudra of the yoga. Yoga of the body mudra. What is it?
The yoga of mudra.
And then yoga of the recitation of speech.
Yoga of the recitation of
yoga of luminosity of the mind. So this three is kind of main subject of the generation stage. Then yoga of the mudra of body, you have to have these four samadhis. Three samadhi. I say four samadhi. One is bonus. Right?
This is for free.
Because you are very careful in listening. I should have some bonus. Samadhi of the suchness.
Yes, samadhi de la séité.
Sometimes we call it great emptiness of yoga.
Qu'on appelle parfois grand capacité de yoga.
And sometimes also you can call it emptiness of the vajra. Sometimes we call it the emptiness of the samadhi.
Ou alors, capacité de samadhi.
And this was very important because I think often people think of this, you know, we have this Sanyi, Tapitata, Chepitata, nihilism, and what? Oh, this what is internalism? Or nearly. So people have this internalism.
Nous avons parfois ces extrêmes, les gens qui sont en nihilisme ou en internalisme.
Any kind of practice of Buddhist teaching, we have to be free from the, this true existence. Extremes. Free from the nihilist, free from the channelist. That is very difficult for me. 5 years I learned this, but still I don't know. So when first table, you know, like, we need to kind of visualize that great emptiness. It makes also free from the counter, how is it? Channelist.
Extreme of channelist.
Can you write down a channelist on the paper? And the other is true? Sorry. And then also purified of habit tendency. Purified of formless habit tendencies. Formless realms of habit tendencies.
Et aussi la libération, la purification des tendances habituelles du royaume. Sans forme des tendances habituelles.
And also this gift beneficial when you are become dying, and that also possible or give circumstance to liberate into Dhammakaya.
Cela peut être bénéfique au moment de la mort parce que ça peut créer des circonstances pour être libéré dans Dhammakaya.
Because we have very very strong clinging of ourselves, and then when you are dying, you are very very afraid.
Parce que nous avons une très forte saisie attachement à nous-mêmes, nous avons très peur au moment de mourir.
And of course, maybe Buddhist people are more afraid for coming, this next life. What will happen, you know? What will happen?
Et les bouddhistes peuvent être très inquiets pour les vies à venir.
If someone that doesn't exist next life, maybe they're just upset or afraid for losing this life.
Quelqu'un qui ne croit pas en une vie suivante, il n'a peut-être que peur de perdre cette vie.
But the both key point is they have clinging of themselves, and because of they did not understand kind of this emptiness or great emptiness.
Le point essentiel, c'est qu'on est attaché, on a une saisie du soi parce qu'on n'a pas compris cette grande faculté.
If you have a little bit kind of familiar with emptiness. And then, it's big different, I think.
Mais si on est un peu familiarisé avec cette idée de vacuité, ça fait une grande différence.
Understanding of emptiness is wisdom. Understanding of emptiness is actually Dhammakaya.
La compréhension de la vacuité, c'est la sagesse, et la compréhension de la vacuité, c'est le Dhammakaya.
So then, when we have become died, it is very great circumstance to liberate into Dhammakaya at the moment of the dying.
Et donc au moment de la mort, ça peut donner vraiment les très bonnes circonstances ou les conditions pour être libéré dans le Dharmakaya au moment de la mort.
And from this understanding of emptiness and your natural wisdom is actually very fresh and more powerful.
À cause de cette compréhension de la vacuité, notre sagesse naturelle est plus fraîche, est plus puissante.
Because of that, and you have more compassion to sentient beings.
À cause de cela, on a plus de compassion pour les êtres.
Without any conceptualization.
Sans aucun concept.
Or compassion for them, which they did not understand of the great emptiness. Or great reality of the nature of sentient beings.
Une grande compassion pour eux qui n'ont pas compris cette grande variété ou cette grande réalité nature de
This compassion is also mipa mipa kanse dogo. You talk from. I speak. Do you speak?
No.
It's better.
Not
good enough. Non natural. Where are you from?
Emma. It's near about 1 hour driving from here.
What is the country? Its name is Anne?
No,
Belgium.
Yeah.
And you?
From Nepal.
Nepal.
Okay.
Sorry. Nepal country for me. Without focus. Without focus. Okay? And in this case, without focus means like this is my parents, this is my friend, this is my relative, like that. You know? The limitless of sentient beings are central.
C'est-à-dire ne pas penser que ça c'est ma famille, ça c'est mes amis, ça c'est mes proches, c'est vraiment sans objectif pour tous les êtres humains.
And this conversion is we call it magical conversion. Magic conversion.
Et cette compassion-là, on peut l'appeler une compassion magique.
Compassion of like magic.
Magique.
What it means that? Doesn't mean that your compassion is multiplied something like wonderful or something. But that means that you should also understand all sentient beings as like magic. Because of that you have now a wisdom of to see everything is like emptiness or great emptiness.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'on multiplie les choses merveilleuses à l'infini, mais cela veut dire qu'on comprend à cause de cette compréhension de la grande rapidité, on comprend que tous les êtres sont là comparés.
The compassion of magic or compassion like magic to the sentient beings that we call is samadhi of the all appear.
It's a compassion.
Appear or appear. Hold on.
Et cette compassion magique, c'est le samadhi, qu'on appelle le samadhi, toute apparition.
Also we call this samadhi, we call it like great heroes. Because of that, we can provide to think all sentient beings.
Parce qu'on pense à tous les êtres.
Also we call this samadhi, member kajuru. Member. No wish. No wish of the samadhi.
Ou alors le samadhi sans souhait.
Because there's no specific wish. Because this compassion is very, very vast. There's no, it's like wish is something special thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Special thought. There's not like that. Mm-hmm. Very, very vast. So it's member.
Parce que c'est tellement vaste.
Also, we can call that member, or we call it wish, means that now we have wish to get something. But when you practice like Vajrayana, you clearly say that all results are accomplished at the moment. So then you need to no need to wish to get something. So therefore, also we call this samadhi is also member.
On peut aussi l'appeler sans souhait parce qu'en ce moment on a beaucoup de souhaits, mais lorsqu'on pratique le Vajrayana, on voit que tous les résultats sont déjà accomplis en ce moment, et donc on n'a plus besoin de souhaiter quoi que ce soit.
It also abandon of the nihilist extreme nihilism.
C'est aussi l'abandon de l'extrême du nihilisme.
And as well as abandon of habit tendency of the formless form realm.
Et l'abandon des tendances habituelles du royaume sans forme.
And also give circumstances to liberate into sambhogakaya at the bardo stage.
Et cela donne des circonstances pour être libéré dans le sambhogakaya au moment du bardo.
You know, we have stronger clinging that we could have these three roles. Body, speech, mind.
Nous avons une très forte saisie attachement pour ces trois choses.
Because of a very strong clinging of this, even you are in the paddle, There is no form at all, but you have very strong that you have form.
Et à cause de cet attachement, même dans le fardeau où on n'a pas de forme, on a toujours cette saisie dans la forme.
And of course, then your mind is very, very kind of, how you say, like, more fast than now. Mm. And you can go everywhere, like up mountains, down holes, in water. You can kind of feel that you can go everywhere. And then, because of you have clinging of the, your body, then you are very effort, or if I fell down this, my leg is broke and head is broke, and you know, like, we have a lot of problems at that moment. If someone really understood of that, everything is like magic. And even the puzzle, whatever happening, you don't have to worry. This magic, this not truth.